You know what's coming to kill you now? Right here in the middle of summer, this summer, only one virus can take on an entire population and have the will to kill to win. And that's the Delta variable of the coronavirus. We're now being told, what an irony that they gave it the Delta variant. Do you remember in the movie Out of Shadows, the documentary Out of Shadows? What was the secret handshake symbol of the sodomite that you'd put on your, that they were putting on buildings in innocuous fashions so that you would know you're dealing with someone that is friendly to adrenochrome guzzling? It was a triangle. The triangle, for some reason, is the symbol of the sodomite. Now, that's explained in the movie Out of Shadows. I forget the explanation, but I could see the logo. I think it was two triangles that they, for example, they put on the pizza joint where those, where you could order up children just like you could order up a pepperoni with extra cheese and black olives. Briggs, look, if the doom was not with us, we'd expect that dotted line to be hovering above all the other yearly lines just because of population increase alone. And then we'd add the doom deaths, making the thick green line even higher, so that when we subtracted the doom deaths from the thick green line, the dotted line would be hovering. No matter which of these explanations or all of them at some level are true, it's an indication the panic is being juiced to a certain extent. There it is. There's a triangle symbol for the adrenochrome guzzling pederast. It's in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. That's actually, it's a pair of, that's a pair of triangles. One inside, a small one inside the big one. Well, that's the symbol, Mr. Barrett, basically, of the Delta variant. There are people running around making a triangle symbol now, going, you're not giving me the Delta variant. I'm not going to die because of some careless, unvaxxed white supremacist. Not making it up. It is now an act of white supremacy to not get the jab. But wait a minute. You know what the number one demo of people that refuse to get the Corona Doom vaccine? It's black people. Black people going like, ah, now look at here, y'all. The myth oh here. I may be black, but I'm not stupid. And I thought what y'all did to my people back during the Tuskegee Airman days and what you did to us back during the Thalidomide day, then we're not falling for it again. We're just perfectly fine here out in the hood. We ain't getting no vaccine. I am proud to say that Louisiana is in a dead heat with Mississippi for the least amount of vaccinated people. You know why? Because we have one of the highest populations of faithful trad Catholics. There are thousands of them going like, no, not my family. With a mess ton. Maggie, is that a mess ton, ass ton, or a poop ton of kids? They have poop tons of kids. Briggs, bonus explanation. It could be also be something new has entered the system of all-cause deaths and is killing off more people than we expected this time of year, and that these deaths are being assigned to the doom. What might this be? And he gives an example. Scientists, now listen to this. This is another tweet that he has in this report here. Scientists did not come forward sooner to back the Wuhan lab theory because at the, this is in quotation marks, quote, at the time it was scarier to be associated with Trump and to become a tool for racists so people didn't want to publicly call for an investigation into lab origins. So guilt by Trump affiliation were so strong that the scientists that were supposed to trust with our lives went, if I tell the truth and they're going to know, then that's going to put me in the same sentence in a good and a bad light with Trump. And I'm not going to do it. I only spoke with Trump once, regrettably, before the corona doom was upon us. The subject was global warming, which was then and now, as the doom wanes, once again poised to kill all of us. Doubtless we'll be forced to discuss it for the foreseeable future. But if I were to have had access instead in early 2020, I would have used all of my powers, writes W.M. Briggs, persuasion to convince Trump to announce to the nation, wear a mask, lock down. Our elites and rulers would have begun preaching about how mask wearing was racist and how lockdowns were a white supremacist plot. By the by, Tucker Carlson completely eviscerates CNN's Uncle Tom, who has an Aunt Jemima. Was it a cookie jar or just a jar? An Aunt Jemima cookie jar on the counter of his sodomite $4.1 million sodomite palace where he lives with his concubine. And people are going like, dude, you got Aunt Jemima. There's a picture in the chat room if you want to see it. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. That's a mammy, isn't it? That's not just a look in the back right behind the green bell pepper. You'll see it. That's what I would call a mammy. That's a mammy. You used to see these in Southern houses. Lots of people had mammies, and the female Aunt Jemima, that's a mammy, or the male and Uncle Ben, and that's I forget what the nickname is, but that's a mammy jar. Isn't that racist? By the way, what kind of a dude sashays around his house with black silk, with a purple silk pocket square in his pocket? Now look, I'm all about the fashion, Don. Tucker says, what is this? The symbol of hate posing as a cookie jar. True, ardent Trump fans who thought he could do no wrong would have been hunkered down in their bunkers and worn MAGA masks even unto the grave. But these folks have no power, and it wouldn't have mattered. More important would have been all the stores that would have had no mask signs barring entrance to those who dared hide their faces. Alas, it was not to be. As it was, Trump took the opposite position, which, according to mysterious the science formulas, meant scientists had to deny reality and blame white supremacy for the corona doom. And then there's a pair of tweets. You could see them in the chat room at CrusadeChannel.com from Ottawa Public Health. It's June 10, 2021. You'll see people who say members of marginalized like communities, brought substance use issues onto themselves and therefore don't deserve like our support. You'll see people questioning why we prioritize like those people in our vaccine rollout. What the hell does that even mean? What does that mean?
Well, you're supposed to be air finger quote public health. You've got the Rainbow Gay Pride flag in your logo.
Yes.
Why would anybody listen to you?
Because you have the rainbow flag in your profile. That is, hey, rainbow is a symbol of authority these days. Then the second tweet is, you'll see the tentacles of white supremacy weaving their way through the COVID is a hoax. This is just a flu. So in other words, I knew it. I knew it. That's why we glommed onto this and why we were so attracted to the corona hoax narrative for the last 15 months. Because at the end of the day, all me, Maggie, and all of you that are regular listeners, you are white supremacists. Even though some of you are black. Yay! And then Ottawa Public Health continues. And yes, the Seymour Replies section of this thread will inevitably be full of them. Each one saying why their often racist remarks aren't racist. It is true, these people have been successful in elevating racism to the highest echelons of personal religious devotion. Who knew that the term racist would become a religious term? And that those that practice racism, you see, are like priests used to be back in the day. If you're crusading against racism, that's the same as crusading against Mohammedism or any other form of sin.